51. Studying for exams. Sean, hi Kim. Kim, hey Sean, good to see you again. Sean, how have you been? Kim, okay, I didn't sleep much last night though. I stayed up until 2 a.m. studying for an exam. Sean, I was up late last night too. The semester is almost over. I've had exams all week. Kim, are you going back to California after you graduate? Sean, I think so. After I graduate, I'll probably go back home and try to get a job. Kim, do you know where you'd like to work? Sean, not yet, but I want to be an English translator. Kim, that'd be really cool. I'd like to be a translator too, but I don't think my English is good enough. Sean, don't worry about that. Your English is better than most of my classmates. Kim, thanks. Where are you going now? Sean, I'm going to study at the library. I have to take an exam tomorrow. Kim, me too. How late does the library stay open? Sean, I think it's open until 11:30 p.m. Kim, okay, good luck. Sean, you too. 52. Did you get my message? Angela, hello? Dan, hi Angela, it's Dan. Angela, hi Dan. How are you? Dan, good. Angela, I called you yesterday. Did you get my message? Dan, yes, I was taking a shower when you called. I saw that you called and I tried to call you back, but I think your phone was off. Angela, no problem. I wanted to remind you that my friend is getting married next week. You're still coming to the wedding with me, right? Dan, oh, is that next week? Angela, yes. Did you forget? Dan, no, of course not. I already bought them a present. Angela, that's good. I want to invite Megan also. Next time you see her, can you tell her for me? Dan, sure. Does she know your friend? Angela, yes, I think they might have gone to the same college or something like that. I'm not exactly sure how they know each other. Dan, are we all going to drive together? Angela, yes. I'll pick you up first, and then we'll go get Megan. 53. Making a doctor's appointment. Adam, hi, I'd like to see the doctor, please. Receptionist, do you have an appointment? Adam, no. Receptionist, when would you like an appointment? Adam, is today possible? Receptionist, yes. Today is fine. What time would you like? Adam, as soon as possible. My stomach really hurts. Receptionist, please wait a moment. I'll see if the doctor is available. Adam, okay receptionist, sorry, he's with a patient right now. It's probably going to be about another 30 minutes. Would you mind waiting a little longer? Adam, no problem. Receptionist, may I see your insurance card please? Adam, here you are. Receptionist, thanks. That's going to be $25 for today's visit. Adam, really? I didn't think it would be that much. Receptionist, I know how you feel. Adam, I'll pay with cash. Receptionist, thank you. Adam, would you please turn on the heat? It's really cold in here. 54. Look at the mail. Bill, hey Jane, did you get the mail yet? Jane, yes. I picked it up this morning. There were a few bills and a letter from my mother. There was also a lot of junk mail. Bill, was there anything for me? Jane, I don't remember, let me check. Yes, it looks like there's something here for you. Bill, who's it from? Jane, the American Embassy. Bill, my hands are dirty. Will you open it for me? Jane, sure. Bill, what does it say? Jane, it says your passport is ready. You can pick it up anytime. Bill, do you think you can drive me there? Jane, sure, when? Bill, I think we should go get it now. I'm going to wash my hands and then we'll go. Is that okay? Jane, that's fine. 55. I have a cold. Tracy, How are you feeling? Alan, I still have a cold. Tracy, still? It's been over a week now, hasn't it? Alan, yeah, it's been a while. I started feeling this way last Monday. Tracy, are you feeling any better? Alan, a little. I took some medicine this morning and I feel a little better now. Tracy, what's wrong? Alan, I have a bad cough. Tracy, did you go see the doctor yet? Alan, not yet, I might go tomorrow. Tracy, I'm going to the drugstore now, can I get you anything? Alan, yes, if it's not too much trouble, would you get me some tissues? Tracy, sure. Anything else? Alan, no, that's it. Tracy, okay, I'll be back in about an hour. If you think of anything else you need, give me a call. Alan, thanks. 56. Dinner invitation. Barbara, hi James, it's good to see you again. James, hi Barbara. Barbara, are you here for work? James, yes. Barbara, is Steve with you? James, no, I'm here alone. Steve couldn't come this time. Barbara, how long will you be staying? James, 4 days. I'm going back on Friday. Barbara, my brother and I are getting together for dinner. Do you want to come with us? James, yeah, that would be nice. I have a meeting in an hour. I can meet you afterwards, if that's okay. The meeting shouldn't last long. Barbara, that's fine. Who is your meeting with? James, the Boston Insurance Company. I'll call you when it's over. Barbara, okay James, can I use your phone? I left mine in the car and I want to call them to get directions. Barbara, sure, here you go. 57. Send me the directions. Frank, hello? Pam, hi Frank, it's Pam. Frank, hey Pam, what's up? Pam, not much. Where are you? Frank, I'm in the car driving home. Pam, when you get home will you send me an email with directions to the party tonight? Frank, sure, no problem. Pam, when do you think you will get home? Frank, I don't know, maybe in about 30 minutes or so. There's a lot of traffic. Pam, I have to go out soon. Can you just send me a text message with the address instead? Frank, okay, I'll do that as soon as I get home. Pam, thanks a lot. Drive carefully. Frank, okay, I'll see you tonight. Pam, bye. 58. Bad cell phone reception. Sharon, hello? George, hi Sharon, it's George again. What time do you think you'll get to the party tonight? Sharon, sorry, what did you say? George, hello, can you hear me? I said what time do you think you will be getting to the party? Sharon, sorry, I can't hear you. George, can you hear me now? Sharon, no, not very clearly. It's really noisy here. George, it might be my cell phone, I don't think I have very good reception. Sharon, oh, that's okay George, can I call you right back? Sharon, okay 59. Going to the gym. Tiffany, Ed, what should we do today? Ed, I have been studying all week. I'd like to exercise. Tiffany, me too. Let's go to the gym. Ed, good idea. What are we going to do there? Tiffany, we can lift weights or play basketball. Ed, I like to play basketball. Are you good at it? Tiffany, not really, but I like to play. I used to play a lot when I was in school, but now there's no time. Ed, I know what you mean. I used to play soccer a lot. Do you think we can play soccer there? Tiffany, no, there's not enough room. I think it's better if we play outside. Ed, okay, maybe we can go play soccer later this afternoon. Tiffany, it's too cold outside today. Let's wait until the weather gets a little warmer. Ed, okay 60. Car accident. Shannon, Anthony, are you okay? Anthony, I'm okay now, but I got into a car accident this morning. Shannon, were you hurt? Anthony, no, but my neck is still a little sore. Shannon, What happened?
Anthony, I wasn't paying attention and I hit a car that stopped in front of me.
Shannon, were the people in the other car all right?
Anthony, yes, they're fine.
I wasn't going very fast.
Shannon, were you wearing a seatbelt?
Anthony, yes.
Shannon, did the police come?
Anthony, yeah, I called them on my cell phone right after it happened.
Shannon, do you want me to drive you home?
Anthony, no, I need to go get my car fixed this afternoon.